Oh, it's good to be here in Orlando, Florida, the Sunshine State. Just to clear the record, when we left home, we had something too, so y'all don't get it all. We are so happy to be here to share with you a moment of praise and honor to the Almighty. Doesn't make any difference what you came for, that's what you're going to leave with. Now, any of you that don't run the aisles, that's all right, we do. Any of you don't have a Pentecostal shuffle, that's all right, we do. Because I wouldn't serve nothing, worship something, and couldn't feel it. I'd get rid of it. Glory to God. But let me introduce these beautiful, exciting brown babies. I know what I'm talking about because I'm one of them. All right, let's start with the heaviest. Get out the way. Not you. I haven't figured it out yet. When he came with this group about 15 years ago, he was weighing about 99 pounds. Now he's 199 over. Make him welcome from our hometown, Richmond, Virginia. Young man that's been playing drums for us for a long time. Very talented young man. Maybe before he'll leave, you'll see him playing the drums with one hand and the tambourine with the other one. But make him welcome here in Orlando, Florida, Mr. James Branch. All right. All right, to my extreme left, come on up here. This is as hard-headed as you can be. Get on up here. So hard to get good help. We just brought this in. We couldn't figure out what else to do with it. So we brought him in, and we got to grow him a little bit more. We got to thicken him up a little bit. He ain't got no meat on his bones. We feed him some collard greens, some black-eyed peas. We'll get him straightened out. But he's the youngest addition to the group, and he comes from Baltimore, Maryland. His name is Robert Anthony Cooper Sr. He sings second tenor and plays the guitar. All right. All right. Well, we must have some Baltimoreans here. All right, but I got another one for you. This young man's been playing bass for us for about 12 years. And Rusty Goodman tried to get him to go play with the Goodmans. I said, you'll never do it, because it won't work. I said, he will get tired of that stuff, because he'll have y'all singing as black as we do. But he's one of the finest basses in the country, and I want you to make him welcome from Baltimore, Maryland, Mr. Morgan Stevenson. All right. Okay. Y'all veterans, come on up here. Don't trip over the cord, because I can't pay for nothing. You won't hurt the microphone, but you might hurt these folks' flow. These are the old 20-year veterans. Let me tell you one thing. Believe it or not, when I started this ministry, God gave me the vision in 1968. I had no idea in which direction I was going. And these were three of the young men that started out. I mean, these two young men started out with me. And we had, three more. And they fell by the wayside, poor thing. They couldn't take me. I was too hard to get along with. But these stuck. And they have really acclaimed a lot. As far as gospel music is concerned, and people all across the country, they like him. I used to call this one 6 o'clock. When we brought him in here, he was so straight up and down, we could stand him outdoors on a rainy day under his mama's clothesline, and he wouldn't even get wet. And believe it or not, he told us today that since he's been eating some of his mama's cooking, he's got a 31-pair pants on there in the waist. When he came in here, he was wearing 22. We couldn't even look right. In fact, I would cut my pants down and give him enough material to make ears. But make him welcome from Ashland, Virginia, Mr. Gary Victor Shelton, Sr., first tenor. All right, I could say a lot about this young man right here. You see him dancing around and moving around a lot. There's a story behind all of that. A testimony that's unbelievable. Because the doctor some 6 years ago told him he wouldn't make it 6 months. But he's still on the battlefield. And he's still doing the will of the Lord. He said, I'll sing till the day I die. And he has an incurable incapacitation. I'm not going to tell you what it is because it ain't none of your business. No, I'm just kidding. But I want you to know that when they diagnosed him, they said there was no hope. He has a form of cancer. And he's lost his hair. He loses his memory periodically. But we call him our miracle child. And I said, if you can hang in there and do what God wants you to do, we'll feed your words to you. And so we take care of him. He gets a little upset with us. He's supposed to drink water. So don't none of y'all give him no sodas for when you get out of here. You hear me? But I want you to make him welcome because he's a dynamic, a very charismatic singer, Mr. William Henry Anderson III. All right. Okay. And I guess by now you know who I am. That's right. I'm the old man. Now, if you really wanted to look at this thing just perfect, what you can call us is the Rice Krispie Fellows. Snap, crackle, and pop. How about it for Teddy Huffman and all the gems? All right. Okay.